make some declarations. Holy Ghost. Say it with me, Jesus.
Jesus.
You're just awesome.
Thank you, Jesus,
for the great Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost.
I love the Holy Ghost.
Lord Jesus,
bless this land.
Lord Jesus,
prosper this land.
Lord Jesus,
protect this land.
Lord Jesus,
deliver this land.
We need you, Jesus.
We acknowledge it.
Help us.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. I want to share a couple of stories with you. And I want to apologize to y'all up front here. I don't know. God really does some weird stuff. And I don't know why he does it, but he likes to watch my eyes pop open, I think. God is awesome. All right. Look, listen, I'm sorry to you about what's fixed to come out of my mouth. Because I do expect you to believe it. But you unbelievers that came, I appreciate you. I do. I appreciate you. Because that makes me brightly shine. When unbelief is around, it makes me look better. And I like that part. The better looking part. All right. Look, I have to tell you, to me this is funny. Some of y'all might not get the humor in it. But I do. Sometimes I watch a show with my family and they're laughing and falling in the floor and I'm looking at them. That's stupid. I don't get it. But now this thing God did, this is quite joyful. I did get it. I was over there in the United States preaching. I was up by the Canadian border on the west side in the state of Washington. And I had got invited by the Russians. I didn't know there were so many Russians in the United States. They have absolutely took over that part of the world over there. And it's a bunch of them, thousands and thousands. They don't speak English. They speak Russian. That's why you call them Russian. Now, these Russians, I like these Russians. Now, I'll have to admit it. I'm telling you, I just a few days ago, I was in Russia. And I don't know. I got along so well with those guys. When I got back to South Korea, I called my mama on the phone. She's old. My mama's old. She's 90. That lady's old. Yeah. And she still drives her own car, does her own garden and all that. She just won't die. She just lives on. She's a really good lady. And I like her. So I called her up. I said, Mom, I met some people. There's a whole nation I met that's like I am. I said, are we Russian?
She said, no, we're not rushing. I said, well, I must be. Because I like that whole war thing. Because they're scary. So I was scary back at them. Now, let's get back to Seattle. That was fun. All of it's fun to me. Okay. But now what I'm fixing to tell you, I honestly didn't have a clue that it was even possible. See, I didn't know dead raising was possible. I didn't know leprosy healing was possible. I didn't know that creation, body parts was possible. I went through all these classes with the Holy Ghost. And he's just showing me, look, this is what we do. Boom, and he does it. You go, oh. Now, I'm with these Russians, and it's like I said, it's not in English. I'm talking English because the only words I know in Russian, Slava Bogo. Praise the Lord. That's all I know. And that's all I kept saying. I must have said it 5,000 times. And so this Russian guy is going off, Russian. And we're preaching, you know, in Russian. But there's this one American lady. She was intrusive. Do you understand intrusive? Y'all understand that? She was bothering the fire out of me. I did not like her. Because she was just, it's okay to be wild. I'm wild. I like wild. Wild's great. Go wild. Woohoo! All right. But then there's something beyond wild called intrusive. And this lady was, golly, loud, obnoxious, intrusive. Disruptive. It's a good thing I wasn't Caesar at the moment. She came over finally after the third service. I'm just looking at her. I don't know how many times she ran over me. And she's tiny. Finally, I had enough. I just took a running start. Jesus! God! I loved it! God backed me. It was her head down, feet up, feet down, head up, head down, feet up. Two somersaults. I went, yeah! She's knocked out. Now we can have wild church normal. And so she's just sprawled out. I mean, oh boy, I was happy. We finished, I mean, the whole service. She never even heard the preaching, nothing. She's out. And then the next thing I know, we're in this thing called a VIP room. I don't know what that means, VIP. And then they said, it's the green room. And I went in there and it was white. So I'm thinking, they need to learn English, these Russians. And I'm sitting there, and you got all these pastors are in there and all this fancy food. And I told my wife, don't you eat one piece of that stuff. The next thing you know, you got, because the Russian bodyguards are big boys. You hear me? They got guns and they're big. And they don't show any expression except I'm going to shoot you.
Next thing you know, there's something fighting these two big bodyguards. A leg, a little bitty leg comes sticking through. And then they throw it out. Choo. Here comes another leg. All right. This is not my fault, what I'm fixing to say to you. And finally, one of the bodyguards says, the only way we're going to stop this woman is we're going to have to get rough with her. I said, some people need rough. So the pastor said, let her in. We'll take care of her. So here they come, and they got her. She's not even touching the floor. They got her, and they're walking with this little bitty woman. It's the woman. It's the woman. It's the one I was telling y'all about. Ha! And I thought, what could she possibly want now? And she comes up there, and they got her, right? And she opens her hand, and there's a ring in her hand. And I'm looking at it. That's a nice ring. She said, take it. I said, I don't want that thing. I'm not going to be in debt to you for nothing. She says, please, hear me out. Boy, I didn't want to. Do you understand? But I took that thing and I'm looking at it. I told her, it's pretty. It's got an emerald, a diamond, a sapphire, and a ruby. Really pretty ring. I said, but I don't want your junk. I got enough junk. I don't want any more of this junk. She said, it's not for you. I said, my wife don't want it. She said, it's not for your wife. I said, then here, have it back. She said, listen to me. Now, I'm sorry to you about what I'm fixing to say. No, this just rips the whole envelope up today. Goodbye. Goodbye, envelope. Box is broke. She said, I was on a mission trip in Nepal, in the Himalayas. And the water's real cold, the temperature's cold. I'm out there washing in the river, and my ring fell in the river and left. I said, what does that have to do with me? I'm sorry that you lost your ring. I'm sorry. She said, this is it. I said, wait a minute. How'd you get it back? She said, I didn't, you did. She said, you see the fifth stone missing? I said, yeah. And then she produced a picture, an insurance picture. And it was the ring on the picture. And I saw the details of when it was lost. And everything that they did to try to recover the thing. I said, okay, you lost this ring that I got in my hand in Nepal. How did it get here in Washington State? She said, that is my problem. She said, I'm laid, knocked out on the floor. I open my eyes and right at the end of my nose is my ring. I don't have an answer for any of your questions. I got more questions than you do. Okay, unbelievers, that ought to lit you on fire. I'm targeting you this morning. I'm profiling you. You are the enemy of God, and you must be dealt with properly. Shikaba. I do not bow to unbelief and doubt. I will not succumb to religious organizations. Do you understand that? I walk in the Holy Ghost fire. I couldn't believe it. When this thing has been lost, And I don't know how, if God made a demon bring it, if he made an angel bring it, if he went himself. I don't know how this happened. But it is a object. It is a material thing. And they don't move by themselves. It's completely around the planet from where we were. And I have to say, I was fairly impressed. Say it with me. That's impressive.
That's impressive.
And I need you to say this. Say, because sitting in this room, you got people who have lost health. It's been stolen from you. There's people in this room right here, right now, that have lost family members. They've been stolen from you. One way or another, death, whatever, drugs, sex, it's been stolen from you. How, what, it is not my problem. My problem is recovery. Now, you're making a bold statement. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not finished. I will get bold with you. Some of you have lost husbands and wives for whatever reason, foolishness, stupid decisions, whatever. These things must be recovered. The bad decisions must be repented of, and we must step into the mercy of God and recover our possessions. You hear me? The first time I came with them, he don't know this, they don't know this, I'm just now going to say it. Because it's not anybody here's fault, it's not. It's not South Africa, it's a devil. But whenever I came over here the first time to, boy, we had some miracles, it was awesome. I was over in Mozambique, man, things went very well, and over here, and wow, I was blessed. I was, in my world, I was on the crest. I was riding the top. I was up on the board on the biggest wave ever. And it's awesome. I get home. I get back to my wife, wherever she's at, it's home. She's not at the airport. That never happened. I get to the house and I find her almost dead. And Miss Hogan is my prized possession. You have no idea how sensitive I am about this subject. How emotional, how I care for that lady. You know, I'm the same, but she's changed like 15 times. Men, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know I'm right. Okay. Moving on. And my wife, I went to her. I said, "What's up?" And she looked me right in the face. She said, "I'm through." I said, "And me, I'm on the top. I have just seen the dead raised, the blind see, the lame walk. I have watched entire villages get saved. I've watched false religion, organized religion succumb to the power of mercy." And my wife looks me right in the face. She says, "I'm finished." You understand? I just traveled for like 40 hours to get to her. And what I get is an attitude. Ladies, work on that one. Okay. No, I checked you for stones before you came in. No stones. Okay. You know, so you have, see, as a man, I'm sitting there looking at her. I'm on top of the crest. I am tired physically, but I am spiritually hammering it, buddy. I said, what's the matter? She said, I'm not doing this anymore. She said, we have been destroyed every way, our finances, our health. We've lost everything. And I looked at her, I smiled at her. I said, is that all? Oh, that's when I got the fist. Bam, bam. I said, why are you almost dead? What's wrong with you? She told me very brightly. I said, okay. That seems like a serious enough problem that I should pay attention. What's this deal about quitting? Because we're not quitters. That's not in our vocabulary. She said, I'm going to help you and help you be successful, but I'm not doing this. I said, fine. I'm all right with that. And that's when I reached and picked her up. And I put her over my shoulder like a sack of potatoes. I said, this is where I carry you now. Yeah. Lots of men make a bad decision at that moment. I didn't. I was fortunate to make the right decision. I carried her up to the room. I talked to her softly. She was sick for another year. I cleaned the house. Mopped, swept, vacuumed. And I'm way better than she is. It's true. It's a true statement. Any one of y'all can ask her, she'll tell you. I cooked, plus I did my job. I was her nurse. I was her doctor. I was her friend. And I stuck with her. Yeah. Yeah. It's important for you to hear these things. Like the ring, it was lost. My wife's desires, everything changed. She was hurt. She was offended. That's doable. Do you understand that? Then she comes in there one day. I'm in there praying. She hadn't prayed with me in I don't know how long. Long time. She comes in there, sits down. She hadn't even put clothes on. She's in her night thing. She's just looking at me. She says, I noticed on your schedule you got a 40-day fast coming up. I said, that's right. I'm not doing it. I said, I give a flying flip. Let me tell you what you're not going to do. You ain't getting between me and the Holy Ghost, Jack. I'll do anything for you. I'll clean this house to your specs. I'll cook. I'll wash. I'll do it gladly. I'll do it cheerfully. And I'll go out and raise the dead and come back and do it again. But let me tell you what you're not going to do. You ain't messing with me and my God, buddy. You don't want to seek God? I don't care. That's your choice. Let me tell you about my choice. My choice is Jesus, and you fit in right behind that. She said, I'm happy for you to fast. I said, I thought you might change your tune. Because when people get sick, they start taking privileges. Y'all know. And then once they start feeling a little better, they want those privileges to continue. That's when it turns into abuse on all sides. So I told her, that's fine. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm good with that. You don't have to. So the day comes. I'll prepare. I have to prepare myself. I do these 40-day things a lot, so I know how to prepare and get myself where I can do it and blah, 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 blah. Okay. I roll in there. I turn my Bible on. I left her door. I left her access to me, which normally I don't. But this time I did because she's so critical. Yeah. And then I noticed her coming down the hall. I ignored her. Stayed with my program thing, my Bible. She comes rolling in there. She says, I really don't want to interrupt you. I said, you're not going to. I will be kind to you probably twice a day now. But I must seek Jesus. She said, I made the decision to try to fast with you one day. I said, excellent choice. Thank you. I'll be happy for whatever I get. I just need you. And we need Jesus. And she says, all right. So she finished that day. And I have a cot in there. I'm not sleeping in the room. I'm sleeping in the place where the Bible's going and not much sleep. And I get up really early. I'm one of those people. And I'm seeking God. She comes rolling in there with me. This time she's got on street clothes. You know, she's dressed. And I looked at her. But I didn't say nothing. Shoko ta ba ba ba. This is day two. She comes there. She goes, I've decided to do 2 days. I said, you're welcome. I need you, but I need Jesus more. Have a seat. You're welcome. We went through the second day. Third day, same story. Fourth day, she's still with me. Fifth day, she's still with me. Sixth day, she's hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit. And then the seventh day, she don't come. Ooh. So I go looking for her. You know, I'm gone. I don't eat or drink. So I go walking in my bedroom in there, and she's not in there. God come and got her. So now I'm looking for her. I go all over. Our house is big. We all have apartments there. I'm looking all over the place. And I heard a noise down in the main kitchen thing down there. I roll down there, and I'm standing over there looking at her. And she's singing and working. I haven't seen that in 2 years. I mean, I'm just sitting there, tears started rolling down my face. And I walk up on her. I said, excuse me. Who are you? And she looked me right in the face. And she was like, she always, when she looks at me, she beams. She likes my eye contact. And she says, thank you. It worked. Your plan worked. I said, I want to know all about it. She said, I was asleep in there, and all of a sudden this energy hit me and woke me up, and I felt like working. I said, thank you, God. And she's been healed ever since. Super. Do you understand? That sometimes, listen to this, this is an actual scripture verse. We have to bear the burdens of the weak. Well, I'm going to tell you what happened to my wife. What happened to my wife, she got at this point, it was a cliff. And she wasn't going to do this no more, y'all. She was hurt, offended, sick, wounded. And I'm standing there trying not to let her go, but she went anyway. She decided, she made the decision not to do this. She jumped. Now I've got to make a decision. Because she ain't crashing by herself. I jumped with her. But see, my scenario is I'm free falling. I catch her and I hold her. We're going to crash together. But the Holy Ghost put his hand down and pulled us out. You must understand what I just said to you. Jesus loves us. He understands that we're humans. He understands weakness. He understands it. His son did it so that we could be strong. So I need you, you couples in here and you people that have lost out, we're going to regain things today. Today we reclaim, we restore, we renew, and we refresh. Whoop, whoop. All right. Tell you another one. These things are delicate. They bother me. They're emotional, right? All right. I'm out in the monte. Do you understand monte? The mountain, the jungle, this, y'all call it bush, some of y'all. And because I live out there with the poor. I stay out there. You can tell I'm different than you. Because I'm going to tell you what I can do. I can take these front two rows right here of these folks. They look nice. They look good. They look intelligent. They just going to die if they do what I'm fixing to tell you. I can take this bunch right here and I can set them in my woods in Mexico. And I can take the same amount of Indians and set them close. I come back in 6 months, all of these people are dead. All of them. I go and look at the Indians, and they got a thriving village. So something's wrong with the way you think. Hello? We need our minds renewed. We need help. You're leaning on modernization instead of Jesus. We need help. Say it. Help us, Jesus.
Help us, Jesus.
Help us, Jesus. Look, I found this valley. It was quite expansive, big. Has, I mean, where there's water, every kilometer or two, there's a village. Big ones. And I found this place. I'm going, are you serious? Look at all these people. And none of them are saved. And I thought to myself, self? This is awesome. You got enough work here for the rest of your life. I thought to myself, self, let's do it. Myself said, let's go. So we go out there, me and myself and I. Well, and my dog and my horse. You know, we get out there and first village. Because you hide your animals and you walk up in there. So I go up in there and I've got tracks, you know. And I'm by myself. But that's not, it doesn't matter how many there are them, they're not enough. I'm a son of God. It doesn't matter what they do or who they are. None of that matters.
They're unbelievers.
Losers.
And I start preaching the gospel to these people. They take my tracts and tear them up and spit on me and smack me in the face. I mean, these people are very hostile. There's never been a preacher in there before, so I know it's not that. I know it's not some political thing going on. It is a demon. So I told them, I'm coming back. They said, fine, we'll be waiting on you. So I went back. This time, the town was waiting on me. They bound me up. Took clubs and beat me and pounded me. Last thing I remember was when the club hit me in the face. Then I wake up, I'm floating down the river. They thought I was dead. And when I woke up, I thought I was dead. Man, I was hurting. Listen, there was lots of blood. I climb out. Fortunately, heaven allows me to turn over where I don't drown, where I can breathe still. That's a fortunate thing. Heaven is for you. It does hurt. It is awful. There's no way to describe how much fear is involved. You don't get it sitting in this awesome environment right here. And I walk, I crawl, I can't get up. Man, I'm hurt. But I found my horse, I found that stirrup on that saddle. And I was able to get up. I was leaning up against the horse, and I'm talking to a dumb horse. Because y'all don't know it, but I speak horse. And I speak dog, and I speak orange, trees. I speak lots of languages y'all have forgotten. I told that horse, listen to me. I'm hurt. You're going to have to take us home. I asked the horse, where's the stupid dog? Horse said, I'd have been gone too if you wouldn't have tied me up. He said, the stupid dog is gone. Well, I'll tend to him later. So I climb up in the saddle, and I don't know what you know about Western saddles, but we have these leather things all over these saddles, and I know what they're for now. So you can tie yourself in when you get beat up. So I tied myself to the horn and to my legs to the saddle. And I let the horse have his head, and it was, I don't remember much of the ride. I was in and out. And I know in your world that's awful. But in my world, it's God awful. I woke up when somebody was untying my legs. It was Miss Hogan. She pulls me down off that saddle, and I am a sight. That woman said to me, I got to get you in here. I got to get you healed. You got to go back. I said, we'll talk about that later. Let's get some of these bruises patched up first. She patched me up. We don't have sewing stuff. She makes her own butterflies things. And so she patched me all up. You can't see most of these things that's happened to me because she's a really good doctor. All right. When they thought they killed me, and I thought they did, but they didn't. Miss Hogan patched me back up. And I went out
again to the same area, not the same exact village, the same area. And they threw me out of all the villages. We lost 25 villages during that persecution siege. And in your world, somebody missed God. And we shouldn't go. In my world, they can't kill me. All it is a matter of time. And unbelief will fall to the power of believing. All of a sudden we got record. Jody, my son, got an invitation to come that said, we know they killed your daddy, but we want you to come back because it's open now. The people that killed your daddy, they're all dead. I wasn't dead. And it was, what was it, 25 years, was it? It was 25 years that we had been persecuted by this bunch. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying to you. Are you getting this timeline and all this stuff and the amount of persecution and how many times? There's hundreds of times we went to jail. There's the amount of money in man hours and diesel and gasoline and bearings, having to change out. Every time I went there, I had to change bearings or pack bearings. I had to take the truck apart, put it back together. It's just horrible. Place is rough. But we stayed. I told my wife, I'm staying. I've got blood on the ground. So during the 25 years, this happened to me three times, and they left me for dead three times, and I don't know how many times I got beat up, lots. And see, to you don't get that. Your comprehension of faith is, God, I need a parking spot where I don't have to walk very far. Wow, look how God blessed me. Praise the Lord. You cripples, you walk. I must get out and worship. It's every bit of 10 meters. You see, I don't get along well with the mentalities are wrong. It's just not right. Jesus is King. So I told my son, I'm going there personally. I'm going to let him see a ghost. So I roll up in there. Oh my gosh. Some of the older hands are just, I mean, they're so scared. They back up away and sit down. I mean, they're scared. So I'm rolling around and I'm looking at them. Let me tell you what payback is. It's a biatch. You can't say that. No, you can't. You're controlled by men's, your fear of man's got you. I don't have that. What I got is a great God. And let me tell you about his payback. His payback is they're getting to miss hell. That's his payback. Y'all, I had so much fun. Then they come rolling up and they tell me, Brother David, you know, it's some of these old Christians that didn't have the courage a few decades ago. Thank you for not dying. And I tell them, I didn't have nothing to do with that. That was all God's fault. Because I tried to die. It just didn't work. Brother David, there's a man down the hill that last night they stabbed him through with a machete. We know you believe. We know it. We see it. We know you believe. You're not dead. We know you believe. So I do believe. So I took my son-in-law and I sent him and some of the pastors that were with me. I said, go with them. Go down there and heal that fella. Get him born again. In that order. Heal him first. And they go, fine. So they take off. And we stayed up and we recovered. I believe that day we recovered five of the churches. It was amazing, y'all. The reason you want me to talk to you is not because you believe me. It's because you need me. And let me tell you why you need me. It's not because I'm American or my great speech. It's because I'm still in play. I am still active. I am still in pursuit of the goal of the promise. Do you understand? I have attained some of these promises. I got my hands on these toys and they work. When I was getting the fire beat out of me, and I didn't have these toys yet, but I was determined to defy hell no matter the cost. And see, that determination brings you to the storehouse of God. And he just puts these wonderful toys out and he looks at you, take your pick. And you look at him, I want them all. He says, fine. Have them all. Shitaba. So, let me tell you how this story goes, because I didn't have, they stole my stuff, off of me that was loose. I'm surprised they didn't take all of my clothes, because that's what they do normally. But they took stuff, backpack, everything. They took all this stuff. But they didn't want my tracks. I had a few left in my pocket, so when I got out of the river, I took the actual tracts about the gospel and I wiped the blood off of me. I didn't have a handkerchief to it down, you know. Got where I could see because they really, my eyes were messed up. Really bad. I'm going to tell you Jesus is King. You understand? Me sitting in front of you, because I have a good attitude still. It's mercy. I'm telling you, it's mercy. It ain't my prowess, my guns, that stuff's foolish. It's mercy. I'm making some good suggestions to you. You know, last night I asked my wife, what can I tell the people? I need you to tell them a message. You know what she said to me? Tell them Cristo vive. Jesus is alive. Amen. It's because he is. Shiakatena. Jesus is alive. Shonikatane. Then we attack. What? I'm not bowing. You understand me, son? It ain't gonna happen. I lift the standard of God, the sword of the Spirit. Kunamakate. So, I tell you this is awesome. I'm sorry to you about what's fixing to happen here. Because we done broke all your stretch. You ain't got any rubber bands left. They're all broke. We done stretched you all the way. You need some new toys. Do you hear me? This great Holy Ghost is awesome. How he's kept me alive through these snake bites and these bullets. I've been shot. Bit by three different snakes. And these things are formidable foes, all that stuff. But somehow, I don't know. God says, ta ta ta, not today. Leave him alone. He'll recover. Ta 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 ta. We left. And my son-in-law, I told him we're on the mountain to meet us. I was going to come rolling up with that four-wheel drive and they're going to get in. He comes, I get there and I see him, Yeah, everybody, he puts his thumb, everything's good. Yeah, all right. He said, before we go, I need to tell you something. I said, say on. He said, I met a man a while ago. Boy, is it going to blow your mind. See, hell has a plan for you. God has another plan. Now, you can choose to believe hell's plan. That's secondary. That's not who we are. We are sons and daughters of Zion.
Amen.
We are God's favorite sons. And people look at me and go, I don't believe that, brother. Praise the Lord. I don't know. You want to be a worm? Be a worm. You want to be a dog? Start barking. But as for me and my house, what are we going to do? We will serve the Lord, Holy Ghost. And we will do it with honor and victory, with all of our might. We don't take nothing home. We leave it in the powers of God. Shakabata ba ba ba. My son-in-law says to me, there was a man on a horse up here a while ago. We did the job. All the people got saved. We prayed for him. He'll be healed in Jesus' name. That's good. What about the man on the horse? He rode up here and he was watching us. He said, he asked me, ¿Tú eres un americano? You're an American? Pues, sí. Yep, I'm an American. He said, I knew American once. Ah, but they killed him. I watched him. His name was David. He said, David, my son-in-law says, David, yeah? That's my dad-in-law. What? I watched them kill him. He said, no. No, they can't kill him. They've tried a few times. He said, I was a kid. I was 15 years old. I was in the bushes and I watched them beat him down. I watched them throw him in the river. And then he was floating. I was watching him. I was walking, watching him. And then he came back alive. I watched him. I said, there's no way nobody's going to stay alive. He wiped his face with his papers. Got on his horse and left. He said, I know he's dead. He said, but I went over there and I looked at those papers. He told my son-in-law, I still have those papers. Covered in his blood. He said, I started reading them. When they dried, I read it. I got born again. Dude! Yeah! He said, you going to see your dad-in-law? Yeah, I'll see him. Tell him, I got three churches. Tell him thank you for the gospel. I need to encourage you. You see, I got over all that stuff, right? That's easy. Look at me. So, let's read a Bible verse so we can act like we went to church at least. Yesterday we started in Psalms 9. I didn't get finished because time ran out. I'll read it to you today. It's a very important, proper verse here I want to read to you. Verse 7. Salmos 9, 7. Psalms 9, 7. It says it like this. The Lord shall remain and continue forever. Say it.
The Lord shall remain and continue
forever. Now let's say it like we mean it. The Lord shall remain and continue forever. It doesn't matter what hell does. Say it.
The
I apologize to you for the evil that's come against you. It's called life. You see the color of my hair? I figured that out. You'd be going along doing great. You increase the speed. It's okay. More and more momentum's happening for you. It's working. People tell you, hey, slow down. Oh, you idiot. Look what's happening for me. You don't pay attention. And then you get out there far enough, you exceed the time frame around you. In other words, people, you have excluded counselors now because you're so successful. And they didn't tell you about that 90-degree curve coming up. Because you were so successful, you failed to keep listening. And you wake up flipping through the cotton field. And then you blame it on everything but the guy with the gas pedal on his foot. God! That's usually first. Nope, wasn't God. Devil! No, you need to seek God. Shut your engine down a minute. Let's seek God. Life's going to throw you a curve. And I'm not speaking evil over you. We are humans. It happens to us all the same. I need you to let God touch you. Because He continues forever. We are not permanent. He is. We need to go to Him so we can receive eternal life and live forever. Because you can kill my body. Do you understand that? Well, let me tell you what you can't do. You can't kill me. Because I will live forever. Everybody says, why are you so abrasive, aggressive? You're a crazy man. I'm not. I'm right. Everyone says to my wife, you wait till you meet her. She's so meek and calm. And they go to her, what is wrong with you? How do you put up with this fella? She just laughs. She tells everybody, are you serious? That guy's right. Everybody else is wrong. He's a normal Christian, that fella. You got to hear what I'm saying to you. You believe the way you believe is the right way. I believe God's way is the right way. Amen. All right. Clear? He has prepared. Say, prepared.
Prepared.
Thank you for preparing. Say it. He has established, say it. He has established and prepared His throne for judgment. Say it. You know, in your whole life, you may not see evil things that have happened to you get just reward. But it's coming. Calm down. Trust. Obey. Believe. Jesus is King. I am sorry. I am. I don't like it either. But I believe God's going to fix it. But I want to see it now. Of course you do. You're spoiled. Somebody told you you can have it any way you want to, anytime you want it. They lied to you. You got to do like the rest of us. You got to work for it, buddy. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. And He has prepared and established. It will come to pass. And I may not ever see it. You know, you understand that, right? Are you catching on? Well, look at me. You see me? I'm good. Because it's coming. Jesus is coming. I told you that last night. One who's not worthy, who were not worthy to undo the shoe latch on his shoe. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. I must tell you this. Look what it said. Number 8. He will judge the world. Say thank you.
We've lost so much. Oh my God.
Okay, whiny bag. Would you please at least listen? Judgment's coming. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, say, rejoice. Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice.
But you don't know,
don't I? No, you're the one that don't know. I buried 26 of my friends. The difference in us is the rope burns on my hand from burying my closest friends. My son-in-law's daddy. They killed him in Guatemala. I have no answer for the family. Look how quiet you are now. My son-in-law came to me when he was still a kid. When his daddy died, he says to me, I want to live with you. I want to be trained in the power of the gospel because I owe hell something. I said, we both do. Come on. And it's not guns and bullets. It's justice and righteousness. It's holiness. And faithfulness and diligence. And joy. You hear me? You see, I went gospel serious on you today. Can you tell yet? God's got it prepared. I'm telling you, and you don't stick your finger up at nobody. You stick your hands up to God and tell him how much you love him. Hello? The Lord will judge the world in righteousness, rightness, and equity. He will minister justice to the people in uprightness. It's coming. Your help is on the way. And whether you see it or not, it's not the clue. The clue is Jesus is King. I was driving my tractor one day on my farm. I was given this really nice farm. It's 108 hectares. It's a nice place. I have a herd of cows, about 100 or so head of cows. This is what I do for a hobby. I grow food and feed the poor. We produce tons and tons of corn and beans, and we have like 3,000 orange trees. This thing is a project. I've taken it on. I got people working for me, and It's a really good business. I put the finances into it so I can get the produce, so I can give it to the pastors so they can sell it in the market so they can have money for running their ministries. It's a great plan. It works. It works. I don't take any money. You can ask them. There they are. I don't take money from it. I do eat some beans and I do eat meat and corn. But the rest of it's sweat. And we put it in, boy. I see to that. I eat the oranges as much as I can eat. I like them. But I must tell you how awesome your God is. Can I do that? I got me this tractor. It's a big old, what is that thing, that blue thing? New Holland. That thing's got about 130 horsepower, four-wheel drive. Otherwise, I wouldn't even be on it. Why would you want to sit on something that ain't four-wheel drive and got power? I really like all you Greenpeace people. Thank y'all for the fuel. Because it takes proper fuel to run my four-wheel drives. Because when I mash that thing on the floor, if it don't leap off the ground, we take it back and get another one. You got to have something with power or you're absolutely useless. So, thank y'all anyway for saving fuel for me. Thank you. I enjoy that kind of gouging. Can you tell? Oh, knuckleheads. All right. We got to burn this thing to ground so Jesus can come back. Go ahead and burn. Let's go. Do your part. All right. Oh, look how sensitive they are. It's nice. But I'm not the guy you should let know about your sensitivity. Because I just like to keep touching the sower. So, I'm out on this tractor. And I mean, I'm chopping. Because jungle tries to reclaim its ground. I don't know if you know about that. You leave the jungle 1 year and you have to take a machine or you have to get 100, 200 workers in there with blades and cut it back flat again. 1 year, it reclaims the land. I mean, that thing is amazing, that jungle. So I'm out there working. I hit this tree. It's 40-something degrees, 43. I mean, I'm sweltering. Sweat's just rolling off me. But I'm working. I'm doing my job. That's what you do. And I got a little bit close to a tree, and I hit it. Bam! Big old tree. A snake fell out of the tree. It's called a colahueso, a bone-tailed snake. It hit me right here. Right here, I can show y'all the scar. Only thing left of this whole ordeal is that scar right there. See that? See it? That's where that thing hit me. Oh, I don't know if any of y'all been bit by one of them bad guys, but boy, it's awful. I must encourage you not to get bit. It really hurts. I pulled that thing off. Whack! Ah! I threw him under the chopper. She serves you right, you knothead, for biting me. So, I picked up. I have this Motorola sitting on my waist. I pick it up. Ms. Hogan, I need you. Now, she knows the code. If I say I need you, I'm probably dying. Because I don't say nothing. She said, where are you, boy? I said, I'm on this part, in this lot. Blah, blah, blah. She said, I'll be there in just a minute. She comes roaring down there. She drives that four-wheel drive just as good or better than I do. She's amazing, that lady. I've already told you all that a few times. She's amazing, and I like her. Yep, I'm going to go on record and say it. I like her. So, I'm supposed to. So, this ring gives me permission. So, I'm sitting there, right? And I'm leaking. I mean, that stuff went up my arm. Golly, it's hurting me. Ah, oh, because my heart's close over here. If it would have hit over here, you know, further to travel. The thing hit me, y'all. And Miss Hogan gets there. And she saw it was a snake bite. And she picks me and puts me in the truck. Takes me back. And it's always visitors at my house. You didn't notice that, but there wasn't none of them out there with me. They're not there for the work or for the souls. Do you have any idea why they're there? Because they're glory hounds. They don't care about the kingdom of God. They care about them getting some special little touch thing, some little shaky deal. See, you see me, I enjoy that. I am going to lead the pack in that. But that is not what we do. That is an awesome thing God blesses us with is his presence. But we are souls people. We are work people. Okay? We heal the sick. We raise the dead. We cast out demons. And we cleanse the leper. That's what we do. Shakaba. And so this Miss Hogan gets me there and all these people crowd around. Oh my God. And I just look at them. Okay, here's the deal. This does hurt. But you remember the guy. Remember he shook the thing off in the fire. Well, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to be healed. And they're just, I mean, they were so scared. Because I'm this imperviously tough hero fella. And here, one little old snake done put me on the ground. See, it's Jesus. You got to understand, all this stuff is Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's never a man. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. So Ms. Hogan rolls me up to my, you know, gets me up in my prayer chair thing. All the family that's there comes up and they're praying for me. Man, I am hurting. Listen, that pain hit me on my side over here. This poison is horrible stuff. My heart started palpitating and doing strange things. Man, I'm freaking out because I'm dying. That stuff's going through my system. It's going to kill me dead. Usually 20 minutes with that snake. Now I'm in 2 hours already. So this thing's knocking me around a little bit. I mean, boy, I'm hurting the pain. Don't do this. That's just good advice. My wife tried to stay. People stayed as long as they could. Hours of prayer, hours of prayer. Finally, she falls asleep about 2 in the morning, and that's when the demon hit me. I had a full-on stroke. The whole left side of my body stopped. My leg and my arm curled up. I couldn't talk. I couldn't. My tongue wouldn't work. I couldn't get Miss Hogan. She's right there, and I can't get her. Because I know if she just touched me, I'll be all right. But I can't get her. So I start fighting the thing. I mean, I'm strong, but I'm a heavy guy also. Finally, I made it to my prayer thing. And I was trying to get this leg. I was scooting that chair. And I finally made it to the bed, and I kicked it. Bam! She jumps up, and there I am, you know, with a stroke. Oh, you should have heard that woman. She went berserk. She climbed over. You ought to see her. She climbed up in my lap. She got her feet in my lap, got a hold of my chest. What's wrong with you letting this happen to you? You know, I can't say nothing. You can't treat my husband like this. What's wrong with you? Push, push, stop it. I mean, she got wild. I like it, though. So... So, you okay? So, finally the sun thing happens. I don't know what it is about me and that sunshine, but I got this deal worked out with it that it don't have the right to come up unless I'm up worshiping God. So I have to be up and I have to be worshiping. And so it happens. It has to happen. That's just how it's got to be. And so I'm watching it. I'm watching it because it seems like it's going to be my last time to see it. Because my window, my house, my room is all windows.
And the sun comes up on the east, and so it hits that wall first up there, and it comes down that wall as it rises. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at it, and I see it over there on the horizon. And then the light of the sun hit me in the head. And when it did, some sort of energy went down my body. And I was instantly healed. Dude. All right. Now that I've told you all that, let me read this and we're going to pray, okay? It says right here, verse 9, the Lord also will be a refuge. Say, refuge.
Refuge.
You are mine.
You are mine.
High tower.
High tower.
You are mine.
You are mine.
Oppression.
Oppression.
Leave.
Leave.
In Jesus' name. Refuge. Stronghold. Now I want you to notice what it says here. It says, in times of trouble, say trouble. Ouch. In the name of Jesus. Watch this. It says it right in my thing. High cost. It says it right there. I have paid a tremendous cost. Me personally, as a human, for this gospel. And look at me. Look at my attitude. Is that all you got? See, this makes people afraid because the enemy will show up on the horizon far as you can see, and they're rolling in on you, and they're going to kill you. And I'm standing there with my war sword telling them, you didn't bring enough. Do you understand? Shaka Baba, set that double. Say trouble. Get out.
Get out.
High cost.
High cost.
You are nothing.
You are nothing.
Destitution.
Destitution.
Get out.
Get out.
Desperation.
Desperation.
See, you know how many people's around you in your personal world that's desperate. They feel like they've been living in destitution. They're so desperate. Praise the Lord. No, you need a joy pill. You need the Holy Ghost, Jack. It pleases me that joy has come in my life. You hear me? I am strong because of the joy of the Lord. Shaka laba taba shaba taba ba. Shotambaba. Verse 10. They who know your name, say, I know the name. His name is Jesus. He is my personal friend. I love him.
I love him.
Jesus is my friend. I know the name.
I know the name.
They who know your name. That's me. I just can't get over how many of these chapters that I read that somebody thousands of years ago knew I was going to be alive. They wrote about me in here. I think that's impressive. See? You see what joy does to you? It lets you be free. It lets you be free. Joy is good for us. Say it.
Joy is good for us.
I want some joy.
I want some joy.
I want some joy. Shaka Baba. They who know your name, who have experience and acquaintance with your mercy. See, listen to me. I apologize to y'all. I was running around
And I run into this thing, this energy. Come to find out its name is Mercy. I met Mercy. Look what it says. Look. They who know your name, who have experience and acquaintance with Mercy, will lean on. Say, that's me. I will lean on Mercy in Jesus. And are confidently put their trust in you. Say it. Come on. To say the least, you can agree I have confidence. Do you understand me yet? Look, I know these snakes. They are a bad tribe. They are meaners. You should stay away from them. Anyone you get a chance to, chop his head off. They hurt you. Do you hear me? Walking in the mall here, it's probably doubtful you'll run into one of them. But where I live, they come get in your sleeping bags. They're not fun. You hear me? Say it. Confidence.
Confidence.
Lord, you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek, inquire, and for you. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will seek you.
I will worship you.
I will pray to you.
I love you.
Because you are worthy. Look what it says. It's on the authority of God's word and the right of their necessity. There is necessity in this room. And I call on the right of the authority of God's power in the name of Jesus. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. That's what I've been doing. In Jesus' name. Necesito decir, ¿cómo se llama esa cosa? Ese horse. Just stand up right where you are. It's time to stop again. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost in fire. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Corbin. Y'all, I'm sorry to you. I am. I really am. About these necessities called life that's come upon you. Some of you have lost homes, lands, family members. Disease and sickness has come upon you. I apologize to you about that. I do. But I must tell you this one more story. Can I please, 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 please? While y'all's blood circulatory. I was just down in Nicaragua. And I want to tell you about this hooker. Y'all understand hooker? Prostitute? Okay. They brought me to this city's controlled by the cartel. And they didn't tell me none of that till we got there. Now, I work in cartel-controlled areas. Do you understand? Everybody with me? Stay with me. And I know these guys. I know the guns. I know their attitudes. I know they're going to get us. They're not going to live with us being there. So I went over to this corner, and I'm in the corner. Concrete? Concrete. You're going to hit me in the front if you're going to hit me. Because those cowards like to shoot you in the back. So I'm sitting there, and there's all these prostitutes, these hookers. They are working. They are working. Does that make sense to you? And this one prostitute comes up to me. Y'all understand she's naked, right? And she says to me, I need you. I said, no. No, baby. And I'm sorry to you about your life and everything, but me and you ain't going to hook up. It ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. My wife will shoot us both. So this ain't going to happen.
She said, no, I don't want to hook up. I said, what do you want? She said, Jesus is with you. I can tell. I said, he is. You're telling right. She said, can I be right back? I said, sure. She took off too. Now, what I saw next, everybody in this room needs to see. Now, this lady's still dressed for work. That means she's naked. She comes rolling up there on me with this child, about 8 or 9 years old. Do y'all understand drug child, drug baby? You don't know it. Y'all don't know that term. Your protected, guarded lives, I hope it don't hit you, but the odds are pretty high that it might. You need to wake up. And she threatened. This is a naked lady. I really get into some seriously unusual predicaments. She thrust this drug baby at me. What that means is it's not like the rest. It's not normal. Drugs in the womb cause serious trauma on the children. So it's deformed. Right? This little thing's twisted. Clubbed feet. I mean, the feet are turned completely just nubs. You know, you understand I haven't even preached yet? And these hookers already, they come. You ought to have seen them. They're just coming and kneeling. Dude, I'm dressed. I don't look like your priest. I don't have that stupid cross and them dumb beads. And I'm just sitting there. I don't look like the guy you should approach. Not to me. I looked in the mirror one time. And you got all these hookers kneeled down there and they're sobbing. And they're naked. And I'm holding this little boy. Man, I'm like this. You hear me? I'm going to tell you who God is. He loves the throwaways. And so, all of a sudden that little boy starts pounding me. You ungrateful little. I didn't hold my tongue with him. I will with you. You can't take it. But that's all he's ever heard his whole life. He's never heard sanity. He's only heard insane remarks. Shaka ta ba 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 sha. And then the mama looks up there and the little boy is doing this. And he walks to her. And I'm going, are you serious? And I'm starting to look at this little boy. Now people are crowding around right in front of us. His little bones are popping and snapping. His feet turn around. And I'm going, no way. What the? Are you serious? And that mama grabs that little boy and she looks up at me. This is a hooker. She says, I've never seen my little boy walk before. And she starts crying. She says, thank you. Thank you. I'm just looking at her. And I reached and got her. Y'all see how I hug people? I reached and got this naked hooker. And I told them people, them smartphones, don't you dare. But they took it anyway. And there I am holding a hooker, a naked one. That's not very smart. Because your world will really have damage for me with that. Because you don't know Jesus. You know politics. That woman looked at me and said, is this who your Jesus is? I said, exactly. Can I have your Jesus? I said, exactly. And them other hookers, I mean, these people are naked now. And they're just looking at me. You know, and I'm telling them, don't huddle. Don't huddle. We don't huddle here. All of these hookers get born again. You know, and everybody goes, yay. What about the pimp? What about the cartel boss? See, you don't know this side. I know this side. They're going to come shoot me now. I took their workers away. This joker comes rolling up on me. Listen, just like you'd expect, this tatted up, bald-headed, gun-toting, whacked out devil. He looks me right in the face. What'd you do to my girls? I said, they ain't your girls no more. They my girls. And I'm a really good dad. He says, you know I can't take this. I said, I understand. You do what you got to do. But let me give you some warning. I am a son of God. God might flow out of me and destroy you, boy. I'm not afraid of you or your stupid gun. He put his gun in the back. I said, oh, thank you, God. I was very pleased when he shelved that thing. He said, I've never seen anything. I was here when that boy was born. I was the one giving her drugs that caused that boy to be like that. I said, ain't you something? You special, ain't you? You need your butt whooped. He said, none of us have ever seen anything like this. What is that? I said, his name is Jesus. And let me tell you something, you dead gummit punk. He loves you just like he loved that little boy. He said, I've done too much. I said, no, son, I've done too much. You just getting started. And he flat forgave me. He said, can I do what they're doing? I said, sure. I watched this fella kneel down beside the hookers and get born again. This is what we're about. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. I am not against your world. Dude, I'm part of it. You can see I understand your world as well. I just don't think that you're right in your belief. You're down the wrong trail. You're hunting the wrong trail. Come on. Souls. Souls. You need the power of God to go out in this world. It's rough out there, boy. You need the power of God, not the power of religion. Come on, lift your hands up to him. Come on. Shaka taro bo bo sho to bo bo. Holy Ghost. We're going to do it. Because I'm going to ask you. Let me take that. Okay. I'm going to keep praising. I'm going to ask you for something. I've been quite generous with you. I've been healing your sick. I've been praying for you to get the fire. I've been praying. I've been quite lenient, been patient. But today I'm asking something of you. It's time to make a stand for your dadgummit city. Cape Town needs the Holy Ghost. That's not mine. Look. We need some soldiers. And it's rough out there. You saw that boy come in here last night, got the shovel upside his head. You saw it, some of y'all. I don't wish that on anyone. You understand me, right? I don't. That's not my game. I don't just go looking for that. It finds me on its own.
You get bright enough, you're going to attract the bugs to the light. It's going to happen. I need some of you to step into this mercy. I told you, you need to meet mercy. I have met mercy. How can I traipse around the planet and do the things I do if I don't know mercy? I know the name of Jesus. I know mercy too. I know goodness. I know grace. Wow, I know the judgment. I'm not a judgment preacher. I used to be. I changed. I'm a life preacher. If you're ready, if you think you're ready for this, we're going to move some of these chairs. And I want you to come up here and line up across from wall to wall if you think you're ready. You all right with that?
100%.
All right.
Just do as you want.
Yeah, we need some commitment.
Yeah.
If you're ready, if you're ready. Hold, then make another line and another line. Three lines. Jose, you take the third line. Hank, you and John. Corbin, take the second line. I'm going to take the first line. Mr. Frank, I need three lines. Yeah, there's one. I need Back them up 2 meters. Give me another line. Back them up 2 meters. Give me another line. Everybody lift your hands up to Jesus. Come on. Holy Ghost. Say it with me. God, I'm here, God. To recover. To reclaim. To rekindle. To refresh. The power of God. The anointing of God. The mercy of God. Heal me. Bless me. Fill me. In Jesus' name.